Har had a problem with people like Tut. He didn't like them. Har was all about fair play, or at least as fair as one could play under varying circumstances. Tut held the cards, though, meaning his only measuring stick for fairness was his own personal ethics, and those weren't great. Sandu, Ridley, and Jezdan, Har commanded. Get down to the bays and prepare the shipment. Also, be ready in case we need to use some muscle.
Ha, sweet, Jezdan said, standing up.
He enjoyed three primary things, it seemed. Rudding, watching rudding, and fighting. Har couldn't say if the android liked watching fighting or not, but it would be a logical assumption.
Are we gonna get to kick some ass?
I hope it doesn't come to that, Har answered. If it does, though, make sure nobody gets killed. We don't need everyone from Unicop breathing down our necks. Unicop policed the majority of sectors that haulers frequented. They were corrupt, crazy, and quick to arrest anyone who even looked like they might be up to something. Their ships had advanced weaponry that could easily wipe out the Reluctant, even on her best day. They couldn't outrun the Reluctant, of course, being that Geezer had outfitted the ship with some crazy technology of his own, but the moment Platoon F decided to run was the moment everyone would know their true capability. At that point, all bets would be off, so Har kept his cards as close to the vest as possible. Also, he said, try not to be too fast. We're more likely to stay under the radar if people don't figure out you're all androids.
Agreed, sir, Sandu said, saluting.
Har sighed. The saluting thing was silly, but it seemed to make Sandu happy, so he returned it with one of his own and took the ladder down to the second level. While the rest of the team prepped everything, Har went to check in on Geezer.
Hey, big cat, Geezer said as Har walked into engineering. Figured you'd stop by.
Oh?
Anytime you think something is going to go wrong, you come to see me.
I do?
Yep. I mean, you come around at other times too, but usually you're stopping in when you need me to think something up.
Well, that was true. Fair enough. Any suggestions on how to make sure Tut doesn't screw us over? Geezer took out his workman's rag and started wiping his hands. There was no oil or dirt anywhere in engineering, at least not visibly, so it seemed pointless, but Har understood why the robot did it. It was all part of his base programming. He was also programmed to know all the salsa dancing moves in the universe, even though he couldn't physically do any of them. The robot said, putting the rag away.
You could use my new zippy slap, TM.
Did you just say the letters T and M there?
Kind of have to, Chief. The first time I say the product name anyway. Otherwise, someone could claim I wasn't representing it properly.
Right. Har paused and blinked. Actually, how did you get, well, whatever it is, trademarked in the first place?
Trademarked? What are you talking about, Honcho?
Well, doesn't TM mean trademark? Geezer's eyes dimmed for a moment.
Maybe where you come from. To me, it just means totally mine.
You and I come from the same place, Geezer. We're just... Har stopped and took in a breath. Never mind. What's this zippy slap thing do? Geezer spun away and reached into one of the cubbies behind him, pulling out what looked like a laser gun. He then turned to face Har again, pointed the weapon at him, and pulled the trigger. Faster than Har could blink, a tiny hand zipped across the few feet between them and slapped him right on the cheek. It then retreated back into the weapon. Har just stood there, staring at the robot. Seriously? He said, finally. That didn't even sting. It was highly demeaning, I'll grant you that, but what good would that do in a major confrontation? Geezer turned the weapon sideways, showing that it was indeed configured to level highly demeaning.
It goes all the way up to remove head, big dog.
Oh. Frexel walked into the room. He looked at Har's cheek and tisk-tisked.
I see you've tasted the new zippy slap, TG. Not fun, that.
TG? I thought it was TM. What does... Har quickly held up a hand. Let me guess. Totally Geezer's?
You got it, Radiant Banana.
Har groaned.